Welcome to Learn Spotfire and the next in our series about the business author web client. You might remember from the first episode in this strand that we wanted to really shine a light on business author because we believe it will be one of the key clients going forwards for Tibco Spotfire users of all kinds. There are massive advantages to using the web browser to author reports and dashboards, and even more advanced analytics too. There is the advantage for IT teams because there is a zero install. Tibco have always had a zero install policy, which means that you can simply use Spotfire on any browser, any platform, and it will just work with no additional configuration. This is very important for large-scale deployments and also for embedded analytics, where you want something embedded in another technology or another product as a window or some other interaction between them, in which case it's very beneficial not to have to install plugins for all of the different components required. From an IT perspective, it makes massive sense. From a user perspective, it makes sense because it means that you don't have to think about which device you are using Spotfire on. You can simply pick up any device, your iPad, your phone, your laptop, any type of laptop, Chromos, MacBook, and it will just work. There is a Apple Mac version of Spotfire. However, this is really a skinned version of, you guessed it, the business author. It is not comparable to the Windows Spotfire Analyst tool. In recent years, I would have started a business author presentation by saying what was possible in the tool because it was very limited. You could edit pages created by somebody else. You could add a bar chart, a pie chart, some of the simpler visualizations. It was clearly a limited tool, but equally well, it was clear that this was the future of Spotfire. And we have now seen that with Spotfire 10. Even the Windows desktop application is very, very similar in look and feel to a web page, to the business author, and indeed behind the hood, and indeed under the hood, a lot of the technology used in the desktop client is now actually web technologies. So the .NET side of Spotfire is on the way out. So it's not difficult to imagine a future 2 or 3 years from now where there is no desktop client, or where the desktop client is much more like the Apple version, which is a skin over a web browser, just to give you something to double-click on the desktop. That's also how the iOS app typically works as well. Although that is not difficult to imagine, it is not the present. It is not today. Today, the business author does have limitations. There is no information designer, for example. Even though you are, by definition, connected to the server, there is no way to create or edit information links if you like to access your data that way. But nowadays, I would start a presentation about the business author by saying what's not possible. So the emphasis has changed. The capabilities of the business author are now far advanced. They are very thorough, but there are some limitations. If the limitations are there, what are they? The first one that I hear from a scientific community is box plots. There are no creation of box plots features yet in the business author, although you can view a box plot created by a Spotfire analyst user on the desktop. And that is a common approach in Spotfire and other products where they are transitioning. You will see that it is easier as a developer anyway to present information that's been created somewhere else. So a lot of third-party tools, a lot of visualizations like the box plot, like the map chart, can be viewed in the consumer, can be viewed in the business author, but cannot be edited in the business author and cannot be created in the business author. So box plots are the key missing feature for many, especially from a scientific or statistical viewpoint. I've also mentioned information designer as being missing at the moment. Of course, in recent years, Spotfire have pushed us towards data connectors anyway for various reasons. Information links depend or rely on SQL or SQL, which brings its own limitations. It's very useful for database people, especially if you want to hand edit and optimize the queries, but not so useful for everybody else. If we look at data connectors, and I'm looking here at the 10.10 release notes and documentation, we can see that the web client authoring for data connectors is very limited. And the main reason for this, of course, is that you have to install third-party tools to use many of them. So all the stuff about Amazon Redshift, Apache Spark, Apache Drill, Ativio, Cloudera, Google BigQuery, IBM, DB2, Netezza, Oracle Essbase, not supported. Yes, you can open reports that rely on these, but you cannot author reports based on these data sources. In fact, it's easier to say that the only supported data sources for web client authoring are Google Analytics and Salesforce. That's it. And strangely enough, they are the two that you see by default when you've installed the web consumer and you're testing it. You can see buttons for Salesforce and Google Analytics. They are the two CRM / marketing data sources supported to author in the web. So you could author them in the desktop client and then view them on the web, but you cannot create new reports based on new connections to those data sources. Now I can see looking further down here that in Spotfire 1010, it is possible to create map charts in the business author. So I will come back to that in a later episode because it's worth exploring. It is certainly the case that some of these more advanced charts, although they can be created in the business author, they do not have the full range of properties available. So yes, you can create a bar chart, but no, it does not have 100% of all the different options and toggles. I think partly this is by design. The business author is designed to be used by people who have a lower level of training and a less frequent usage of Spotfire, and possibly slightly simpler requirements too for their reports and dashboards. But of course, it's partly that Tibco haven't got around to adding the features, and there's that balance. Some features might never make it across. I think there's some features there that I teach in the bar chart that I've never used in a real dashboard in 12 years, and some people have never used in longer than that. One person's never used feature is another person's bread and butter, so it is hard to know which ones to bring through and in what order, but certainly I would imagine that some features do not make it across. So I think there will always be room for a desktop client for power users who are creating reports day in, day out, perhaps with lots of advanced analytics. I think there will always be a more rich set of features on the desktop for those types of users. One thing that is worth mentioning, because it's not obvious and it's not logical, but in the business author, you are able to open Spotfire DXP files saved on a file share or on the desktop. Now, this might be obvious to you. It certainly wasn't obvious to me. The whole ethos of the Spotfire business author is that your reports are online in the library. And of course, you cannot connect to the business author without being online. That's one of the drawbacks of a web system, is that you do need a data connection, a broadband internet connection of some kind, or at least a cell connection. And therefore, it seems improbable or possibly unlikely that a DXP file could be loaded from the desktop. But this, in fact, is the case. So if you are a business author who has recently been downgraded for cost reasons to business author from the Spotfire analyst, never fear, you can load up DXP files shared with you on email or on your desktop or in a file share in Windows, and it works perfectly well. So bear that in mind if you are migrating down to the business author. If you are migrating up from the web consumer, bear this in mind. You might be emailed DXP files, especially smaller ones with small embedded data files, and you can just open those up in the web and off you go. So the final point I'd like to make in this short introduction episode to Spotfire Business Author is that you do need to be online. There is no version of Spotfire which allows you to work offline with the web client, except if you have a Windows tablet. So Windows, yes, you can use the analyst. You can use a cut-down version of the analyst, which we used to call the Enterprise Player. That will run on a Windows tablet or any kind of Surface-type device. But on iPads and iPhones, you do need to be online. There is no facility for working with embedded data or embedded reports or offline reports, call it what you will, in Spotfire. And we don't see this changing in the future. So with that in mind, I love the business author. I think the newer versions are fabulous. They are hugely capable. They are good enough for 70 or 80% of all reporting needs that I have. Yes, you can't use the information designer, but then that is kind of old technology anyway. Wait and see. Box plots are coming in the future. I'm sure other capabilities are coming too. And I think it won't be many months or years now before the business author fully replaces the desktop for most users. Not all, but most. Thank you for listening to this episode of Learn Spotfire, and we'll see you next time.